This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, another wild day in Trump land. It's going to be a wild 2 years. And it was mixed results last night for those who want to know right off the bat. Well, first of all, the big news of the day isn't even the election last night. Only Trump knows how to wipe the news of a gigantic election and a loss of the House and a victory in the Senate, historic win in the Senate. Only Trump knows how to literally just wipe that off the headlines with a firing of Jeff Sessions. Of course, Jeff Sessions says, Attorney General Sessions says he resigned today, but he didn't resign today. He was pushed off the plank. That much is clear. Jeff Sessions resigned as Attorney General, but Sessions was told Wednesday Trump wanted him to resign. And then fireworks at a press conference without them even knowing, without the vicious media, including CNN, knowing that Sessions was gone. Trump kept that from him, made sure he resigned after the press conference. Trump squares off with Jim Acosta and says you're a horrible person. Calls him a rude, terrible person for hogging the microphone to share his opinion on multiple topics. And then an African-American PBS reporter calls Trump a white nationalist, and Trump calls her a racist. A wild press conference without knowing about Sessions. We'll get to all of that later. Let me give you my take on what happened last night. This is my commentary coming out in tomorrow's Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it is syndicated all over the United States. It could be coming to a newspaper near you. And the headline is, get ready, hold on, Trump was the biggest winner. Trump was the biggest winner. I always tell the raw truth. I don't back down. I just say what's on my mind, and I let the chips fall where they may. Here's the raw truth about Tuesday's election, the winners and the losers. Winner number one, believe it or not, President Trump. He is the big winner of last night. Trump pulled off a miracle. He became only the fifth incumbent president to add a Senate seat in the past 105 years. He picked up new seats in Florida, Missouri, Indiana, and North Dakota. Blue wave. There was no blue wave. I told you there'd be no blue wave. Senate victories look more like a red wave, but not for the GOP. The Republican Party won nothing last night. This was a wave for Trump and only for Trump. Where Trump campaigned, GOP Senate candidates won 9 of 11 races. And should have won 10 out of 11. Rosedale wound up losing this morning to Tester in Montana. When I went to bed, Rosedale was winning, and I thought he'd won that seat. So that would have been another pickup, a fifth pickup of a Senate seat in a year where nobody ever picks up seats. First midterm election after winning. So Trump's candidates won 9 out of 11 races. Trump's energy pulls the GOP train. The GOP lost the House only because Trump couldn't be in 435 places at once. He chose 11 places because that's where 11 senators were, but he couldn't be in 435 House races. You can't clone Trump. I wish we could have run 435 Trumps. We would have won about 400 out of 435. Winner number two is Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. Again, the average person listening is going, what the hell is Wayne Root talking about? Now Trump gets to play hero and protect America from radical nutcases suffering from trunk derangement syndrome, like Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Can I say Maxine Waters again to get the point through? This is a dream situation for President Trump. Compared to these hysterical loons, extremists, and Marxists, he'll look like the adult in the room. Democrats thought they won the House. What they did was destroy themselves. They're going to destroy themselves with their anger, their hate, and their vitriol, setting up Trump for a win in 2020 by a wide margin. I won't call it a landslide, because I don't know in America now if anybody could ever again win by a landslide in such a divided country. But I'll say Trump wins by a comfortable margin in 2020 and a real chance to retake the House with Trump's star power at the top of the ticket. I haven't seen the latest updated numbers, but I believe they're only ahead by just a handful of seats. So it's pretty easy to take back the House 2 years from now, and after they act like idiots, we will. with Trump at the top as the star. Winner number three, Wayne Allen Root. Yes, you heard me. Wayne Allen Root is winner number three from last night. Not just Wayne Allen Root, but every conservative talk show host in America. Pinch me. We all just hit the jackpot. This is our dream come true. Impeachment, investigations, bitter accusations, controversy, chaos, and fighting between Trump, Pelosi, and Maxine Waters will be the best thing that ever happened to my radio and TV shows and this newspaper column. There will never be a dull moment. People on all sides will tune into my shows to hear the latest drama in the most exciting soap opera in American political history. I call it As the Trump Turns. It's a reality show, As the Trump Turns. Winner number four, the stock market. And I wrote this morning at 9 o'clock. I never looked at the market till an hour ago, and I saw it closed up 500 points. I wrote the stock market's winner number four. History proves Wall Street and stock investors love gridlock, meaning the House goes to the Democrats, Senate goes to the Republicans. That's great for the stock market, and generally in history, great for the economy. Everything does better when nobody can do anything. It stops the politicians from doing a thing. Everything they do is wrong. Nothing will pass for the next 2 years. Wall Street loves that, except for billions in infrastructure spending, and Wall Street loves that too. Look for the stock market to fly, and sure enough, up 500-plus points today. Winner number five, Trump again. He won't pass any bills, but with an expanded GOP Senate, see, the House doesn't matter. Would I like it? Yeah, it means we would have passed a lot of bills. If you have both the House and the Senate, you could pass a lot of bills. Now we won't pass any bills. But with an expanded GOP Senate on his side, Trump will get new conservative federal judges confirmed at the fastest rate in history because judges get confirmed in the Senate, and we now have extra votes. You can lose three votes and still pass a judge. Democrats think they just won something. They won the House. That's meaningless. Trump will now fundamentally change America via the federal judiciary and executive orders. And I'll be writing commentaries about the next executive orders Trump should issue in the coming weeks. And that same, and I wrote this at 9 this morning. No one knew. No one in the world knew about Sessions at 9 this morning. And this is what I wrote. And that same expanded GOP Senate will now confirm Trump's new choice general to replace useless, feckless Jeff Sessions. Good luck to Hillary, Obama, and the old FBI leadership. Indictments are coming. Losers. Paul Ryan and most every rhino Republican in the House who blew their careers by fighting Trump every step of the way and blowing the opportunity to pass Trump's conservative agenda. They committed political suicide by not siding with Trump. That's why we lost the House. Trump gets zero blame. 100% of the blame. 100% of the blame goes to Paul Ryan and the never Trumpers in the House. And then the biggest loser of all, my state of Nevada. We are now California East, an open border sanctuary state with massive tax spending and welfare increases on the way. Say goodbye to the fastest economic and population growth in America. We've been number one in everything. Number one in jobs growth. Number one in economic growth. Number one in population growth. Number one in real estate growth. Say goodbye to all of that. The exodus of business owners and productive citizens running away from Nevada will soon begin. Now to the real, raw honesty. I didn't even get honest yet. In coming columns, I'll explain exactly how and why the feckless, incompetent Nevada GOP blew it. And you're going to want to hear this. So make sure you tune in every day to my radio show, because every day I'll have a new story for you about how incompetent the Nevada Republican Party and their candidates are. I'm a witness to it, and I've been nice the entire election. I've been such a good boy. I campaigned for all of them, and I fought for all of them, and I went on the show, and I gave my blood for them. I did anything and everything for every candidate. You know what the general sum up is? There's a few exceptions, and I'm not naming any names. There's a few exceptions, but they're not good candidates. We run terrible candidates. And my bet is, what's that famous joke about bills being made in Washington? It's like watching sausage being made. If you watch it being made, you'll get sick to your stomach. If you knew behind the scenes what candidates in the GOP were really like, you'd understand why we lost elections last night. I mean, just we've got some horrible candidates. And I'm going to tell you about all the horrible things that should be changed in our candidates and in the system over the coming days and weeks. I'm just telling you, it's not good. We just don't have good candidates. We just don't. Trump was the biggest winner. That's my commentary coming out tomorrow in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in America. And and in newspapers all over the United States, is now nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And so, sure enough that I wrote that, I just wrote that this morning, and I never print out the articles I'm going to talk about on this show until, 10 minutes before the show. 10 minutes before the show. And so here's a great article. Trump makes history by adding seats to the GOP Senate majority in his first midterm election. Thanks to President Trump, Republicans picked up four new Senate seats on Tuesday with wins in Florida, Missouri, Indiana, North Dakota. Arizona, Montana, and Nevada still being decided. This was obviously written last night because they weren't decided. Montana was a loss and Nevada was a loss. By the end of the night, President Trump will gain at least one Senate seat, as many as five. This is historic. The president quoted Ben Stein tonight. There's only been five times in the last 105 years an incumbent president has won seats in the Senate in the off-year election. Mr. Trump has magic about him. This guy has magic coming out of his ears. He's an astonishing vote-getter and campaigner. The Republicans are unbelievably lucky to have him, and I'm just awed at how well they've done. It's all Trump magic. Trump's the magic man. Incredible. He's got the entire media against him, attacking him every day, and he pulls out these enormous wins. That's Ben Stein, who I believe used to be a rhino, never Trumper. Amazing. And then here's another article. A few more thoughts on last night's election. They were hoping they'd win enough races to impeach Trump, but instead all they won was the House. They didn't win by much. Ari Fleischer said, I think he's right. It was difficult enough to get significant legislation passed in the House with the majority we had. As John Gabriel points out, they did win power, so they will bear this as responsibility, but I think many Democrats will give him a pass for the most part because Trump. The point they're trying to make is nothing's going to happen in the House. Nothing. Zero. Zero. And then you've got a liberal from across the pond in Britain, Piers Morgan, who I debated on his show on CNN a few years ago. He put out a commentary that says, if this blue puddle is the best the Democrats can achieve after 2 years of celebrity-fueled screaming, then they need a better plan for 2020 or Trump will drown them. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Indeed, no. knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business?
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, you're a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And by flagship station 790, at least for now, I should say. I probably have to add that now. At least for now. Because Nevada's lost. So where it's going to lead, they're certainly going to cut back guns. They're certainly going to increase taxes. But it'll still be far below California. On those scales. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that owns and operates the Texas, Bullion Depository. It's owned by the company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. And they've come up with the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Ask them about it. Great stuff for new collectors. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. And if you already own precious metals, if you're not a new precious metals collector, and you're wanting to become a true investor, not just a collector, they also have special offers on customized investment packages ideal for diversifying your portfolio. Give them a call, 800-885-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And your big edge is that you know Wayne Root. Anytime you have a problem, you email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I'll make sure you are taken care of first class by every one of my sponsors. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. can find my website, rootforamerica.com. At Twitter, I'm at RealWayneRoot, and my email, again, is WayneRoot@gmail.com. Chris, play that recording of President Trump getting into a fight with Jim Acosta of CNN at a press conference at the White House today.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
Right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
Mr. President, I have one other question if I may ask on the Russia investigation.
Are you concerned that... I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead. Well, when you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Trump today in a wild confrontation with Jim Acosta at the White House. Nothing ever seen like this stuff before Trump became president. I love it. It's the first time anybody answers back. Don't you understand? Don't any of these weakling, cowardly, rhino establishment Republicans understand that if John Kasich was president, if Marco Rubio was president, if Jeb Bush was president, it doesn't matter who it is, they'd be just as rude, but the president wouldn't answer back, and the president would not tweet. I get it. You don't like it. I don't see anything wrong with answering back. It's called self-defense. This reminds me of my growing up in New York, just like Trump. I never hit anyone in my entire life first. Never did I hit anybody first. I never bullied anyone in my entire life, but I was bullied, and I answered back, and I knocked a guy's teeth out. I knocked a guy through a window. I kicked a guy in the stomach so hard that he had diarrhea for a week and missed school for a week. You know what that's called? Self-defense. I literally defended myself and won back the respect of every kid at my school. Donald Trump doesn't insult people till they insult him first. He doesn't treat them badly till they treat him badly first. It's always self-defense. Let's go with Ron in Las Vegas on line one. Ron, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Listen, concerned. Listen, I'm not a mental case like most of the liberals are when they lose, but I'm really concerned, and I was wondering if we could turn this around, because I'm a longtime CCW holder here for 27 years, and I moved away from California for a reason. And now I feel like if we can't get this turned around, I'm going to have to uproot myself again, because, I mean, I don't want Nancy Pelosi or any of the liberals' hands. You know, we're screwed. Let me give you
the bad news and the bad news. The bad news is, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Last night was not bad, by the way. As I said in my commentary, I think we came out of it pretty good. I think it may work out better for us if Trump wins big in 20 and brings back the House. It all worked out really good. But as far as Nevada and Las Vegas, stick a knife in it. It's finished. Yes, quote Wayne Root. Stick a knife in it. We are California East. You can't come back from Steve Sisolak and Jackie Rosen. We'll be right back. War Now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will take over supervising Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation from Rod Rosenstein. Regarding that investigation, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa joined Fox News and said,
The reality is that if Mueller cannot come up with a single
indictable event that went on in this administration during the campaign by any of its high-ranking people in the next few months, then his campaign to look for it should end.
President Trump held a press conference today at the White House. One of the things the president discussed was how the folks that he went around and campaigned for did well in their elections yesterday, and the ones he didn't, well, they lost.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. I'm not sure that I should be happy or sad, but I feel just fine about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're now. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Rex Pistols. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm the man who loves Christmas, and I've combined the two. I've got the Christmas gift of the year. I've wrapped it and put it under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. And now with the liberals in charge of Las Vegas and Nevada, more than ever, you're going to need some self-defense. God knows how bad the crime's going to go up here. With liberals in charge of every aspect of Nevada and the horrible people they bring into the state and the illegal aliens that will swamp our sanctuary state, man, you better have protection. Rex Firearms offers a number of different options from duty to tactical, to compact carry, to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's the Wayne Root gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including kvar.com. That's k-var.com. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free holster shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com. Or head now to your local gun store. K, the letter K, then a dash, and then var.com. And the local gun store I used was Ventura Munitions in Las Vegas was the one that delivered my beautiful new Rex pistol with the wood handle. What a good-looking gun, man. All right. Chris, do we have our guest yet, or should I just... All right, so I'll just start my commentary here. I've got another thing I want to talk about and get off my chest. I was talking about Nevada when we left. I had a caller who said, you know, what's the hope for Las Vegas and for Nevada? And I said, you know, there is no hope. Stick a knife in it. It's done. That doesn't mean it ceases to exist. I could still live in New York. I love Manhattan. I could still live in L.A. I love Los Angeles. I love Malibu. I lived on the beach in Malibu. It's a high-tax place, tremendous traffic, lots of crime, lots of problems, and lots of reasons to move. And I did. I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. But we all need to ask ourselves a question. Why was Nevada so different than the rest of the country last night, but not different from California? There are three states... What's that? Oh, right. There are three states that are just like each other. Nevada, Florida, and Texas. Why did Florida go Republican yesterday? Why did Texas go Republican? Close, but went Republican. Much too close to comfort with Beto. But it went Republican to Ted Cruz. And every other level of Texas and Florida, Republican. Both houses, governor, both senators, Republican. And Nevada went 100% Democrat. Why? Because we're next door to California. And the Reid machine learned from California. California used to be a Republican state. It gave us Nixon and Reagan. It was a red Republican state, and then they let in the entire Mexico, the entire world, and everybody speaks a foreign language, everybody's illegal, and now guess what? California, you can never win again on the state level Republican. And they've done the same thing to Nevada. They can't beat the population, so they expand the population, and they bring in foreigners, they bring in illegals. And that's what happened, that's what Harry Reid and the Reid machine did, and it was all about illegal voting yesterday. Hasn't happened yet in Texas or Florida, another low-tax state, zero-income tax state, but it happened. Here. All right, we've got our guest, Corey Lewandowski, on the line. Corey's a great friend of mine, former Trump campaign manager, great patriot, New York Times bestselling author, and he's got a new book coming out November 26th called Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency, co-authored with David Bossie. Trump's Enemies, coming out November 26th. Corey Lewandowski, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
Well, you know, look, last night I just wrote a commentary that'll be in the Vegas paper tomorrow. It'll be nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And it says we actually did okay last night. It's not as bad as people think. We held the Senate. The Senate is where you get all your judicial confirmations. And I think Trump having an enemy like Pelosi running the House will be a good foil for him. And he'll win by a wide margin in 2020. We'll take back the House. I don't think it was that bad. But what happened in Nevada was that bad. This state was destroyed last night. Maybe ruined forever. We've been Californicated. That was terrible. But that's not really your problem, Corey. So I'll move on to that after you're off the show.
Wayne, it is my problem. It's my problem because we barely lost Nevada in the election 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It got decimated last night, and so now the governor is gone, the U.S. senator is gone, the congressman is gone. We didn't get Darkanian in. No, your state has gone, you know, so blue, you're starting to compete with Massachusetts over there. So we've got to get this on the right track.
Well, I could tell you how it could be done, and let's see where you react. I'm about to write a commentary about it. Trump, you know how much I love President Trump. I think I love him as much as you do. We're like tied in America for who respects the president and loves him the most. And I think he's made one mistake as president, only one mistake. His mistake was that he had 2 years to issue some sort of an executive order that would create national voter ID demands for federal elections. So when there was a federal election yesterday, in other words, there's no way a president could do that for local elections. But if there are federal office holders on the ballot, I think he should have issued an executive order, because Congress will never do it, never, for voter ID that replicates Mexico, where they demand a photo and they demand a thumbprint. Because this is all about, Corey, voter fraud. The illegals voted by the hundreds of thousands yesterday in Nevada, and they bust them in from California. It was the Reed machine, and it was all about illegals. When you have no ID, they can all vote, and I've got the text to prove it. I've got texts from the Democratic Party in Nevada saying, go out and vote in Spanish, it says. Go out and vote early and often. Vote early and vote on Election Day, too. Nobody will know. There's no ID required. You can vote in Spanish, and we'll give you a ride to the polls. I'm telling you, they stole this state. That's how they turned California, and that's how they turned Nevada. So what can we do to get an executive order and then let the Supreme Court decide? Is it legal or not? You know, I mean, just do it and let the Supreme Court rule on it in an expedited fashion. And by 2020, we'd have national voter ID or not. But at least we could try, because that's the biggest problem in America, in my opinion.
And look, I agree with you. You know, there's nothing you can do in this country other than vote if you don't have a state-issued identification.
Correct.
You can't get on a train. You can't get on an airplane. You can't, you know, you can't buy alcohol. There's nothing. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes. But, you know, the most important thing in our democracy is voting, and we don't require it. Look, Joe Biden yesterday had to produce an identification, because I saw it where he walked in. He said, hey, it's Uncle Joe, and here's my ID. And I said, what's your name? He said, Joe Biden. Look, if Joe Biden has to produce it, why wouldn't every other person in America have to produce an ID? And that's just one of a zillion examples. I know in New Hampshire you have to produce an ID. I live in a town of 12,000 people. I know every person just about the town. And I still have to show my ID when I go in, and I'm happy to do it, by the way.
So do you think it's possible, and you could put in President Trump's ear, that there could be, if he could do an executive order on birthright citizenship, which most experts believe will never hold up at the Supreme Court, I don't know if that's true, but at least we're trying. But if he could do that, why can't he do an executive order saying national voter ID required in elections that have federal candidates? Why not give it a try?
Look, I agree with you. We should give that a try. We should do everything we can to protect the integrity of our election system. We've seen it too many times, unfortunately. We've seen people steal elections. You know, that was the old joke in Chicago. No ID, it didn't matter. Vote as many times you want. They used to do it in Texas all the time. LBJ won his first election that way. So, look, we should have it. It should be required in every state. And anybody who doesn't think that you need to have an identification to vote is simply because they don't want to follow the rules. Because if you're following the rules, what do you care? It's not voter suppression when I say, hey, if you want to buy some alcohol, let me see your ID. You want to get on a bus or a train or a plane? Let me see your ID. You want to go and buy a pack of cigarettes? Let me see your ID. That's not suppression. It's called making sure that we know what's going on with people.
Right, of course. I mean, look, I was at the airport a couple weeks ago, and I bought a bottle of water. A bottle of water. I think it was $3 at the newsstand in the airport. And I think it was Hudson News. And the girl behind the counter, for all I know, was illegal. I don't know if she's legal or not. She looked like she was 19 years old. She could very well be an illegal alien. She could be a DACA. Whatever she is, she asked me $3. And I said, here's my Visa card. She said, can I see ID? If I asked her for ID, she'd go, you're a racist. But she asked me for ID to buy a $3 bottle of water, and nobody thought anything of it. It's crazy. How come I can't ask the same thing of her when she walks in to vote? It makes no sense at all. Just because she's of color, it means I'm a racist for asking the question. I'd ask it of every white person in America, every black person, every Hispanic person, every Native American. If you're gay, I don't care what you are, what race, what culture, what creed, what sex. Why would you be allowed to vote without us making sure that you're not voting in the place of a dead person, an address that should have been eliminated, and there's nobody there, an illegal alien? Why on earth would we not check, Corey? It makes no sense.
It does make no sense. And look at the success that President Trump had last night in some of these elections, right? In the governor's races in Ohio, in Florida, critical battleground states, Iowa. We actually won the South Dakota governor's race, where we thought that was going to go the other way. We won Georgia, it looks like. That's now going to be in our column. And, you know, places where Donald Trump spent the end of the campaign, we saw candidates winning. In the Senate, Obviously, he closed out the race in Missouri. Josh Hawley won. We saw a huge win in Indiana. We saw a massive win down in Florida. You know, Donald Trump beat four incumbent Democrat senators. That has not occurred since literally John Fitzgerald Kennedy was the president of the United States. That's the last time it's happened. So, you know, this notion that this blue wave came across America last night and was a repudiation of the Trump agenda is completely false. The Trump agenda is stronger than ever, and the candidates, by and large, who campaigned with Trump at the end of this election were rewarded by the voters and given the opportunity to go and serve.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote my commentary for tomorrow's newspaper. I wrote it at 9 o'clock this morning, and the headline, Corey, is Trump was the biggest winner. And I said that Trump, I mentioned that he won all the Senate seats. I mentioned he's in great shape for a 2020 re-election. And I mentioned he could pass all the judges he wants now because he has an expanded guys on his side in the Senate. All good. And I said, like you, the biggest loser was Paul Ryan and every rhino, never-Trump Republican who ignored Trump or disassociated for Trump or hated Trump or asked Trump to stay away. Those are the ones who were all wiped away last night, correct?
You're exactly right. Look, Andy Barr, one of the toughest seats in Congress. Trump campaigned with him. He won.
Can you hang through the break? Can we grab you just to finish up this?
Let's come back and do a little more, Wayne. I'd love to.
You got it. Corey Lewandowski, former Trump campaign manager, one of the reasons Trump is president of the United States, New York Times bestselling author. His book is Trump's Enemies. It's coming out on November 26th, and you could probably pre-order, I'm sure, right now at Amazon.com. Corey Lewandowski coming back with us in just about 4 minutes. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner. 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho. I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code Root to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, usually I talk about the sponsor of the show right here, but I'm gonna shelve that for a minute and go straight to Corey Lewandowski when you have a great guest and a great friend and one of the most brilliant political strategists in this country, former Trump presidential campaign manager. You go straight to the man. We get to the red meat. Corey Lewandowski, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, man. Appreciate you letting me come through.
New book in stores November 26th, Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency, co-authored with the great David Botsy. And so, Corey Lewandowski, question for you. You were with the president last night watching the midterm results. What was his mood? What was he thinking?
You know, it was a pretty amazing experience. It reminded me of 2 years ago when we were watching the results coming in. The pundits were saying it's going to be a terrible night for the Republicans. Donald Trump and the first lady were there. The vice president, his wife were there, and a very small group of their friends. And I had the privilege of being at the White House watching the results come in. The president was all business. He wanted to sit there and watch the results. He didn't necessarily want to have long conversations. He was very engaged. There were people giving him the numbers from across the country in different races that we had our eyes on. We looked at, obviously, Kentucky 6, which is Andy Barr's seat. We looked at some of the Virginia seats. When we saw Virginia starting to go, and then we saw New York, Claudia Tenney lost her reelection campaign, we knew from the House side we were going to have some problems. But we also saw the numbers in Indiana early, where Mike Braun, we thought, was going to win between 8 and 9 points by 7:15. We knew that that race was over, so we felt good about that one. We felt good about Josh Hawley in Missouri. Florida was a little tighter than that. But, you know, right across the board, when you start looking at the places where the governors were and the U.S. Senate candidates were that Donald Trump was out campaigning for, and they were winning, we felt very good, and he felt very good about that.
And Jeff Sessions today, obviously a very Trump-like move. I knew it was going to happen. I said on this show for months now, Sessions has to go, and then for weeks now I've said he'll go right after the midterms. But it's just like Donald Trump to change the subject that quick. He's like me. He's got attention deficit disorder to like the 9,000th degree. Trump had to create more action, crisis, and controversy the morning after the election to do it right now. Boom. I mean, we're still thinking about the election. He changes the topic, and he forces Sessions to walk the plank, as it were. Obviously, Corey, you agree, he didn't really resign. He was asked to resign, and he walked the plank.
But look, I'll tell you this. I know Jeff Sessions well. He's a good man. I don't think he was ever the right fit for the attorney general spot for this president, but Jeff was ready to go. I know that for sure. The president was very clear that he wanted Jeff to leave, and I was not surprised one iota that the day after the election, the president accepted the resignation of Jeff Sessions at the president's request. And so, look, this is how elections work, and this is how presidential cycles work. The president now has a larger majority in the U.S. Senate, so you'll see some candidates. Let me just throw out three names who I think are going to be under consideration playing for the next attorney general. I know you're not going to believe me. Number one, Pam Bondi, the outgoing attorney general of the state of Florida. She's a great candidate. Number two, the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is someone for perpetual consideration. And number three, and he's kind of my long shot,
Lindsey Graham.
I know Senator Graham well. Senator Graham is about to become the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I know he has the ability to get more judges through there than even what we've done already. So he's a very important spot. But Rudy Giuliani has done an amazing job helping this president from the outside on the legal team dealing with the Mueller investigation. And look, I say, you look at those three, there are going to be others under consideration. Those three right now are the early front runners, in my opinion.
And you know who I'd pick? I would not even hesitate. I'd pick Pam Bondi. And the reason why is I think, you know, if you want a killer who's going to be under scrutiny by the press, you want that killer to be a beautiful blonde woman. And suddenly they can't treat her the same way that they treat a guy. You know, just another white guy, a white middle-aged guy. The media, the liberals, they all hate white middle-aged guys. They don't like us, Corey. So I think it would just be a smart PR move to pick Pam. She's fantastic. She's probably just as tough and just as much as a pit bull as any guy, as Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani. But when it comes from a beautiful woman, it's a different image, and it changes Trump's image to the women of America. So I think that would be a brilliant, brilliant move to create a female attorney general of the United States. That's the way I would approach it.
Look, I agree with you. Pam is very smart. She's been the attorney general of the state of Florida for the last 8 years. She's got a very good relationship with the president. You know, she is no longer, as of January, going to be in that position because she term limited out down there. She's smart. She's articulate. She's a fighter. And most importantly, she knew Donald Trump before he got into politics. And that's very important because, you know, surrounding yourself with people who only know you when you're the president doesn't give them the full perspective of who you are. And when you're picking an attorney general, when John F. Kennedy picked his brother, right? When Barack Obama picked his wingman, they pick people who they know are going to defend them through everything, and that's what this president needs, and that's what this president deserves.
I like it. Let's you and I stay in touch, because we have to figure out a way. You and I have to think about this, Corey, how we've got to bring Nevada back from the brink. Because I'm not running. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stand and fight. And I've never lost a fight in my life. But sometimes you lose early. Sometimes you lose often. What matters is you don't lose in the end. You win at the end. And I'm going to win. I'm telling you, if I have to do this on my back. So let's talk about saving Nevada, Corey. You're the one guy I trust that has good ideas and can really be a sounding board. Let's have some conversations, all right?
I'd love to do it. Thanks, Wayne.
Corey Lewandowski, his new book in the stores November 26th, Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. Corey, former Trump campaign manager, New York Times bestselling author. Thanks for coming on and sharing with us, Corey. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, right back at you.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Come.